Why you feel exhausted after social interaction and what to do about it. In the modern interconnected world, social interactions are an integral part of our daily lives. However, for many of us, spending time socializing can severely compromise our sense of well-being. We often refer to this as draining our social battery. In this article, I'm delving into the concept of social battery, unraveling what it is, why it becomes depleted, and strategies to recharge it. I'm also going to discuss the unique experiences of neurodiverse individuals, empaths, and introverts, shedding light on how a drained social battery can impact them. To watch the extended YouTube version of this article, I'll leave the link below. Defining social battery. Social battery refers to the limited amount of social energy or capacity an individual possesses for engaging in social interactions. Just like a physical battery powering a device, our social battery can be drained by extended periods of socializing or exposure to stimuli. The depletion of the social battery is often accompanied by feelings of fatigue, irritability, or a need for solitude to recharge. Who experiences social battery drain? To be honest, everyone can experience a drained social battery, especially if you're stressed, tired, or haven't been generally taking care of your physical and mental health. However, it can particularly impact the following people. Introverts. Introverts characterized by a preference for solitary activities and a need for downtime to recharge are more susceptible to social battery drain. While they may enjoy socializing, extended periods of interaction can exhaust their internal resources. Neurodiverse individuals. Neurodiverse individuals, including those with autism spectrum disorders, ADHD, or other sensory processing differences, may experience heightened sensitivity to stimuli. Social interactions can be mentally and physically taxing, leading to quicker depletion of their social battery. Empaths. Empaths with heightened emotional sensitivity deeply feel and absorb the emotions of those around them and may find social interactions emotionally draining. Their heightened emotional sensitivity can contribute to a more rapid depletion of their social battery. Empaths tend to feel the energy in the room, and especially when there are a lot of people, so much energy can be overwhelming. Highly sensitive people, HSPs. Highly sensitive people who have an increased sensitivity to stimuli may experience a quicker drain of their social battery due to the overwhelming nature of various sensory inputs in social gatherings. Why does the social battery become depleted? Firstly, we have cognitive load. Engaging in social interactions requires continuous information processing, deciphering verbal and nonverbal cues, maintaining conversations, and navigating social nuances. This cognitive load contributes to the depletion of the social battery. Emotional labor. Socializing often involves managing one's emotions and responding appropriately to others. This emotional labor can be particularly demanding, leading to emotional exhaustion and a drained social battery. Stimulus overload. For neurodiverse individuals and those with sensory sensitivity, social settings can lead to sensory overload. The barrage of stimuli, noise, lights, and crowds can be overwhelming to the nervous system, depleting the social battery. Loop earplugs can really help reduce overstimulation. They filter out ambient background noise. I find mine invaluable if I'm going to coffee shops or even at the hairdressers. Extended social engagements. Long periods of continuous social engagements, such as social events or crowded gatherings, contribute to the gradual depletion of your social battery. The sustained demand for social interaction can surpass your capacity, leading to fatigue and overwhelm. Strategies to recharge your social battery. Embrace solitude, alone time. For introverts and those with a drained social battery, embracing solitude is essential. Allocate dedicated time for rest, relaxation, and activities that bring joy without the pressure of a social interaction. Set boundaries, communicate your needs. Clearly communicate your need for personal space and boundaries to friends, family, and colleagues. Establishing open communication about your social energy levels helps create understanding and support. Practice mindful socializing, quality over quantity. Opt for meaningful and mindful social interactions rather than overwhelming yourself with numerous engagements. Focusing on the quality of social connections can help conserve your social energy. Create recharging rituals, personal recharge activities. Identify activities that replenish your energy and make them part of your routine. Whether it's reading, listening to music, or spending time in nature, these rituals can help recharge your social battery. Manage stimuli, sensory environment. For neurodiverse individuals, managing sensory stimuli is crucial. Choose environments with lower sensory input. Use noise-cancelling headphones or the loop earplugs I mentioned earlier, or take breaks in quiet spaces to avoid sensory overload. Prioritise self-care, holistic well-being. Prioritise self-care practices including sufficient sleep, balanced nutrition and regular exercise, all the things I've talked about in previous articles. Not taking care of the basics will undoubtedly impact your ability to maintain your social battery. Physical and mental well-being contribute to overall resilience and the ability to manage social interactions. Educate others. For neurodiverse individuals, advocating for understanding is crucial. Educate friends, family, and colleagues about your unique needs, including the importance of respecting your social energy limits. People who are uneducated may not understand why you suddenly need to leave or need time out at a social gathering and may even take it personally. Talking to them about it so that they understand what's happening can be helpful. The wrap-up. Understanding and managing your social battery is a key aspect of maintaining a balanced and fulfilling social life. Relatively frequently, I see clients who find socializing difficult attempt to self-isolate, adopting a more all-or-nothing approach. This isn't great either. As humans, social connection is a fundamental part of our well-being. We need to be around people for our physical and mental health. Being around others generates oxytocin, often referred to as the love hormone. Oxytocin makes us feel safe. And when we're low on this particular biochemical, symptoms can include low mood, lethargy, and even depression. So attempting to cut out all social interaction is not beneficial in the long term. For introverts, neurodiverse individuals, and anyone else who experiences social battery drain, recognizing personal limits and implementing strategies for recharging is essential for overall well-being. By fostering self-awareness and adopting tailored self-care practices, you can navigate social interactions with resilience, ensuring that your social battery remains charged for the connections that matter most. What next? If you've anything you'd like to add on this topic, if you have any questions, comments, or if there's something else you'd like me to include as a topic, please email me at info@joebanks.net. If you want to watch the extended YouTube version, again, the link will be below. If you do head over to YouTube, please be certain to like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. I need 1,000 subscribers to be able to do live streaming, and I'm only 90 away. So if you could help me with that, I'd be incredibly grateful. It's completely free, and I don't get access to any of your details. Finally, if you haven't yet subscribed to my weekly newsletter, please click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.